CBS's Anna Matranga is in Rome.
Pope Francis has developed pneumonia in both lungs, the Vatican said in a statement. Originally hospitalized 5 days ago for bronchitis, a CT scan this afternoon revealed the new, more serious diagnosis. The Vatican said the infection requires complex therapeutic treatment, but that the Pope remains in good spirits.
It's not clear how long the 88-year-old Pope will have to stay in the hospital. Secretary of State Marco Rubio just briefed key European ministers on his talks with Russian officials about Ukraine today.
I came away today convinced that they are willing to begin to engage in a serious process to determine how and how quickly and through what mechanism can an end be brought to this war.
The European officials were upset they weren't included in today's talks in Saudi Arabia. Ukrainian President Zelensky said his country will not accept a deal that is brokered without Ukraine. Hamas now says it will release 6 living Israeli hostages Saturday instead of 3. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
If there are 4 dead bodies that are handed over on Thursday, 6 living hostages on Saturday, and then a further 4 dead bodies, says Hamas, next week, that will be the final 14 of the first phase of this ceasefire deal.
Among the bodies being released will be members of the Bibas family, whose young red-headed boys became Israeli symbols during the war. An FAA administrator has resigned, warning layoffs in the food division will hurt its ability to protect public health.
Jim Jones sent a letter to the acting FDA commissioner saying the staff cuts would make it fruitless to continue in his role because of the Trump administration's disdain for the very people needed to make the changes the White House wants. Jones calls the layoffs of 89 people indiscriminate. The White House says some bureaucrats are resistant to implementing the president's agenda. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
Much of the nation is shivering again today, but the upper Midwest is getting the worst of it. This is Eric in Bowman, North Dakota.
Well, last time I checked, it was negative 28, and that's without wind chill. So the type of cold out there that, I don't know, like the dry kind of cold, and you breathe and you start coughing on your own breath.
A powerful snowstorm will arrive in the Mid-Atlantic region overnight. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is warning residents to take precautions.
The snowstorm that we have coming, starting early tomorrow morning, is going to be severe. It's going to impact a vast majority of the state.
Kentucky will get several inches of snow as it tries to recover from last week's deadly flooding. Just an hour ahead of the close, stocks are mixed this afternoon. The Dow is down 115 points, but the NASDAQ is up by a fraction of a point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The lawsuit regarding the Racine Mobile Voting RV has been thrown out by the state Supreme Court. That's according to the Associated Press. The suit was over Racine's 2022 use of a mobile voting van and where it parked. In the court's 4-3 ruling, it said that a Republican Party official that filed the lawsuit lacks standing to challenge the Election Commission's decision. You can read more about the ruling at racinecountyi.com. Soon the wind chills won't be so dangerous. Bitterly cold temperatures continue in the area, but a warm-up is on the way. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow morning. Voters in Kenosha today are deciding on a $115 million operational referendum for the school district. There's also a statewide spring primary election featuring a race for state superintendent of public instruction. There are other primary races everywhere. You can check your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. The Racine Family YMCA has launched their Membership for All program. It's meant to help low-income residents overcome financial barriers to membership. The initiative is said to provide affordable access to YMCA facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. It's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director of Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players and coaches' contracts. Baseball, Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names are going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, Gold Glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want. So I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortes with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures climbing to the single digits and winds knocking us back to feeling sub-zero all day. Then again tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect where wind chills will make us feel as cold as 15 below. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
So you have a dog, Greta.
Yes, I do.
How big is Greta now? I haven't seen her since she was probably close to puppy-ish age.
Yeah, she was a puppy. Right after we got her is when you saw her. Mm-hmm. She's a mid-sized dog. She's more dog. The size of a cattle dog, but she's a mix of so many breeds that, yeah, I'd say she's on the small end of the medium dog.
Is she allowed on the bed?
No.
Okay.
No, but she does go on the sofas, but we do not allow her to go upstairs.
So
she has a nasty past.
She has a nasty past. Okay.
Going upstairs and being naughty.
I see. Okay. Well, we're dog sitting Winston again. Winston is about the size of a large grapefruit. Just a tiny little thing. And so he'll come up on the bed with us. And last night, middle of the night, he and I both had to go out. And so
it was kind of cold outside. So we put a coat on.
So we went out and then came back in, and I put him up on the bed again. And you know how most dogs will lie at the end of the bed down by your feet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, not Winston, right up by the head.
Oh, he's small enough to fit there. Oh my God.
Right up by the pillow. And then you hear. Like he's licking his fur. Oh, my goodness.
We had a cat. Well, we still do. Darren, the cat, when he was just a kitty, we let him roam in the house. And where he loved to sleep was on my head, on top of my head. And that lasted a while until finally he figured that he was bigger than my head.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, so.
And you've got a pretty big head.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You calling me hydrocephalic or what?
Now I got to go get out a dictionary. Oh, man. There's my friend Robin. She joins us from time to time on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. So lonely, we fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, let's save some money. Let me help you out here. Get out your phone or your favorite browser. Open up the browser and go to WRJN.com. All right, you there? Find the Big Deals logo. Click on that, and you're going to save up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. Again, just go to WRJN.com. Click on that Big Deals logo. You can shop from home. You can even be in your underwear. I don't care. Shop from home with up to 50% savings in some cases. Check the site often because we've got new deals every week. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
the Drifters, This Magic Moment on WRJN from 1960, a song that went to number 16, but 9 years later, Jay and the Americans hit number 6 with their version.
Never.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of the on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Simply sign up at WRJN.com. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The court didn't say whether the Racine voting RV was legal. The Associated Press reports that in a 4-3 decision, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has dismissed a lawsuit challenging Racine's use of a mobile voting van in 2022. The ruling said the Republican Party official who brought the case lacked legal standing to sue. The ruling didn't address the legality of the mobile voting RV, potentially allowing their use in future elections. The lawsuit filed by Racine County Republican Party Chairman Ken Brown had sought to ban mobile voting vans in any future election. You can read more about the ruling at RacineCountyEye.com. On the bright side, it might be near 40 on Sunday. Although today is a little chillier than yesterday, a relative warm-up is coming. A cold weather advisory remains in effect through tomorrow morning. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Tonight, Governor Tony Evers will give his budget address to the legislature. Lisa Hale has a preview.
This is where he'll reveal his whole proposal, kicking off a negotiation process between him and Republicans. You can expect his priorities to align with what he discussed in his State of the State address a couple of weeks ago. He's revealed some parts of it already, including increasing funding for schools, reforms to Wisconsin's correctional system, and funding the new Office of Violence Prevention. His budget proposal also includes measures to lower the cost of child care and prescription medications. After the State of the State, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called Evers' priorities, quote, a whole lot of things that are not going to happen in Wisconsin.
We'll have live coverage tonight on our sister station 540 WAUK. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures climbing to the single digits and winds knocking us back to feeling sub-zero all day. Then again tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect where wind chills will make us feel as cold as 15 below. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
We'll be right back.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and health and safety experts are recommending that all 50 states require bicyclists to wear helmets. Forget the helmets. How about less revealing shorts? Toyota!
What's going on? You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We are your home for UW Badger men's basketball. The next game coming up tonight. Number 16, Wisconsin, plays host to Illinois. You can hear that game tonight at 6:30 with the pregame, 7:30 with the tip-off. Matt LePay has the call of the game. In fact, you can hear all the games right through the tournament. See the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com.
Oh,
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Listen to Don Rosen tomorrow morning between 6 and 9. He's going to have in studio Renee Kelly. Renee is the 13th District City of Racine Alder and the 2nd District Racine County Board Supervisor. They're going to discuss issues of importance to residents of Racine and Racine County. That's tomorrow morning with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand at into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa. Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Of course, around here, it continues to be all about the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 0, but wind chills well below 0. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 14, but again, wind chills below 0.
And Timeless Hits, WRJN.
You never ever gonna take to eat. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A storm stretching from Nebraska to Arkansas is dumping snow and ice. A grocery store in Springdale, Arkansas has been busy.
We heard the weather was going to hit. We didn't know if it was going to be snow, whether it was going to be ice, or a combination of both. We didn't want to be caught short with what we needed.
That storm moves into the Mid-Atlantic region overnight. Kentucky will get several inches of snow as it tries to recover from last week's flooding, which killed at least 14 people. In some areas of the upper Midwest, temperatures have stayed below zero all day. This man felt the difference when he got off a plane at O'Hare Airport in Chicago.
It's 0 degrees here. We just came from New York and it was 32, and that felt warm.
In North Dakota, wind chills are 30 below. All but two of the 21 passengers injured in yesterday's plane flip at Toronto Pearson Airport have been released from the hospital.
I thank each and every one of these heroes.
That's Toronto Airport CEO Deborah Flint calling the crew of the Delta flight heroes for braving smoke and fire and
evacuating a jet that had overturned on the runway on landing.
Flint says the airport dealt with extreme snowstorms.